Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey there, and welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. I'm so glad you're here today. On a recent vacation, I read a biography of a pastor that went to be with the Lord a few years ago. Now, before reading his biography, I knew about his work, but I didn't really know much about his personal life, and I found it so fascinating. In fact, the biography traces and really tells his life story, including how he walked towards ministry, all the starts and stops in ministry, all the successes, the heartache, and everything in between. There was a lot to his life. But one of the things that really stood out to me and what I appreciated was how important he took his role as a pastor. He took it very seriously. It wasn't just a title to him, it was a description of who he was. And somebody was asking him at some point, what's important for a pastor to do? Now, obviously, there's a lot of things that pastors do. There's a lot of behind-the-scenes things that ordinary churchgoers may never see. There's a lot of things that pastors do, but when this pastor was asked, what are the top things, what's most important, he boiled it down to two primary jobs. The first one, which I get, he said, the first role of a pastor is to teach your people to pray. And I get that. That's so vital. It's part of how we grow in our relationship with God. But the second one, I didn't see coming. I didn't expect it to be so high on his list. But the second one, he said, number one, teach your people to pray. And then number two, help your people to die well. What an interesting thought. I expected the prayer part, but I didn't see the die well part coming so quickly. In our culture, I'm recording from the Western culture that we live in, most people don't want to think about death. They know at some level that it's coming, but most of the time, people don't want to talk about it. They avoid it at all costs. They never want to deal with it. They want to keep it somewhere out there in the future, and there's something dangerous about that. It is a real part of life, and it's something that's going to happen to all of us. And so I was sort of talking about this idea with a friend recently, somebody that I have a ton of respect for, and he reminded me that talking about death has actually been part of church since the beginning. In fact, ever since the birth of the church in the book of Acts, for now a couple of thousand years, there have been pastors and teachers and writers and followers of Christ that have had this one idea. They believe that you ought to actually keep your death in front of you. They believe that it's important to keep it out there in front of you. And I thought, that's an interesting thought. And then my friend went on to tell me, and actually showed me on his computer, that the desktop image of his computer is a picture of a spot in the woods where he and his wife will one day be laid to rest, be buried. He keeps that picture in front of him. Now, I suppose that might strike you as odd, and it may actually sound a bit morbid, but the more I've thought about it, the more I think it's a powerful reminder. Every year or two, I like to make the trip to South Alabama, where my dad and my granddad are buried. They're buried in a cemetery of a small church in Wilcox County, Alabama. And it's fascinating. You can walk through that old cemetery and you can see a ton of headstones. Some are really, really old. And it's interesting to read the names, but it's also interesting to read what they say. And one of the things that you know about every headstone is they essentially have two dates on them. They have a birth date, they have a death date, and then typically they have a small dash in between. And that little dash sums up their life. It sums up their accomplishments. It sums up their struggles, their hopes, their dreams, their ups and downs. It essentially is their legacy. And that's true of my dad's headstone as well. It has a birth date of March 1st, 1949. It has a death date of January 7th, 2008. And there's a little dash in between those two dates. Now, when you look at it, it's a small dash on the headstone. But that little dash represents such a huge impact in my life, my brother's life, the life of everybody that knew my dad. That dash may be small physically, but it's hugely impactful. So today, I want to encourage you to think about death, not in a morbid way, not in a sad way, not in some unhealthy way, but I want you to think of it that, yes, it's a real thing. And we don't know when that day will arrive. We assume it'll be a long time from now, but we really don't know. But what I do know is when we keep that day in front of us, it can help us to live every day with intentionality. I love what Psalm 90, verse 12 says. It says, teach us to number our days. Teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Yes, death is real. We've got to face it openly and honestly, but all we know is we don't know that day, we know today. And so I want to encourage you, for all of us, myself included, let's live like today matters.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.